Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Rose France. And today on the show, how about a flop? Yes, Niall and Into the Pop Void will be here to chat about some of those songs that didn't quite make the grade.
And we're getting into the habit as Tiger, or Anne as he's also known, from the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will be here to say so. It's all tongue twisters today, isn't it? All come in today right here on Shout Out. I just said your line, yeah? I know.
All of that.
Well, that was a brilliant opening.
It was a bit crazy, wasn't it?
So, can you hear me in your headphones?
No one can hear themselves, and it's all crazy.
No.
Well, never mind.
Yeah. Is there not a spare?
How are you doing?
Is there a spare set of headphones
yes,
over there?
Yes, there is.
Give those a go.
Anyway, so how are you doing, Andy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
I feel very sorry for the people that are travelling on the M5 South. No, North. Tonight. South is usually the problem, but north tonight, as there was basically a traffic jam about 20 miles long, I'd give it.
Oh.
Not even joking. Terrible.
Oh.
So there we go.
Lovely queuing on the motorway. Mind you, they did that, didn't they? When the Channel Tunnel was shut, they stacked all the lorries all the way down the motorway,
yeah,
didn't
but
they?
Apparently you can still get on holiday if you're going down to Dover and trying to get over
on the ferry.
Yeah, but apparently they're just not, you know, it's just the lorries that are stacked up, not people going on holiday, so... Yeah.
Sorry, hello,
shame
John.
Hello.
I haven't said hello to you yet, mate. I haven't had you in for a few weeks, have we? How have you been?
Yeah, I've been cool. I've been chilling. Yeah. Hello.
Doing youth stuff.
Yes, doing youth things like stuff. Internet and Tumblr and Twitter.
Yeah, that is Instagram's the cool in thing at the moment.
Oh
isn't
yes,
it?
Instagram. Just took a photo on Instagram. You
is
know,
that is what it is, though, isn't it? You just post photos to it.
Yeah,
it's a bit like Twitter, but photos.
Yeah, Twitter, but photos, pretty much.
Yeah.
And everyone comments on your photos as they go along, do they?
Yeah, it's a bit, like, confusing to see who's commented to who and stuff, but, yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah. So, and I come across this Snapchat thing as well recently, which is hilarious.
Yes.
You send your mate a video, and they watch it, and it deletes it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you get like 15
seconds. And you can have stories as well.
Yeah. Ah, hence the title Snap. So it's very quick.
Yeah. And if they got one of them phones that you can swipe and it takes a photo, it actually tells you that they did it.
Oh.
So you know that they actually...
Right.
So quite clever, though.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was quite fun.
Okay.
You can send Rudy things and say,
send what
go
things?
Away,
what?
I don't like you.
Rudy
what
things.
Things? Rude things? Okay.
What do you mean, Rudy things?
Like, you know, you just go...
Oh, I see. I see, that sort of thing.
I can tell you exactly how it goes. It goes...
So they just go...
Oh, yes.
she didn't like that last week.
Did she say anything about it?
Well, she laughed the first time. She laughed the first time she heard it. But.
Yeah, but then after maybe the 15th, 16th time.
We were trying to figure out what it was she was actually talking about, and it was hula hooping.
Oh, I see.
And she was actually saying that she couldn't do hula hooping because it just went...
Oh, I see.
See, it makes more sense there, doesn't it?
So they just go...
See? Okay.
Aww.
The secret to
hula
hooping.
Hello, bitch, we love you.
Yeah, not to put too much effort in, that's what it is.
Can you hula hoop, John?
Yeah, actually, I can.
You can.
I can hula hoop on the Wii, I can hula hoop on real life, I can hula hoop. Hula hoops on my fingers. Well, not really.
We're not talking about the crisps, yeah. It's like the actual hula hoop.
Yeah, I can.
Really?
I can't do the two ones, but I can do the one for a while, then it just falls to the floor. But I can hula hoop. Yes, I can skip as well. I'm good at skipping.
Skipping.
Did you do the roller disco at Pride?
Asking me about Pride. You know I slept
through it.
Oh, yeah.
You know I slept through it.
John.
Oh, the youth of today.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know. What kind of gay am I?
I'm going
to get my gay card revoked.
Completely misprinted. I've forgotten about that.
Oh, they had a website where you could, like, make a gay card, and I actually printed one out. And, like,
what, for Pride?
No, not for Pride, when I was, like, a baby gay, and I printed one out,
baby gay.
And it, like, had all these commandments on the back, and you had, like, strikes, and if you broke one of the commandments, you had to put a strike on your gay card.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, and like, yeah, I could finally use the joke, drop your gay card on me.
Ah.
Like,
But you're not a good gay. You had lots of strikes.
Yeah, I was.
He missed Pride. He felt basically
it was a big strike,
it, so.
Isn't it? So.
Yeah, like.
Well, shall we find out what events are going on?
Mm. Yes.
Seeing as Pride's over, let's find out what you're not going to sleep through. Okay, so, John, with this week's Out Shout.
Hello, this week's Out Shout. Well, the first event that we have is Bingo at the Old Market Tavern. Now, that's on today, like, right after this show at, like, 8:30, so get your bums down there. The entry fee's £1 and there's gonna be prizes and it's gonna be bingo. You don't have to be bingo. Old. You can be youth. Like, bingo's actually a fun thing, you know? So,
I haven't done bingo in years.
Bingo. B-I-N-G-O.
Cool house.
The other thing is on, like, 4th of August, this Tuesday, there's Freedom Youth, which is, like, a youth social thing. Like, you young people probably know about it, but, like, it's, like, yeah, young people, LGBT, want to know LGBT people, have fun with LGBT young people, go down to Freedom Youth. If you want to go there, contact Hannah Greenslade at 07900730415 for more details, or hit them up on Facebook or the internet. Also, the next thing is that if you want to get involved with Shout Out and the media stuff, like as a youth correspondent, join us if you're young and listening to us. We need more young people here. Yeah, that's how I started out.
Brilliant.
I was like sitting out in the lobby, being like drinking tea and
drinking
then...
tea. What we do when we're off air, we sit in the lobby and drink tea.
Yeah, drinking tea, chatting to the guests. You know,
because so, you're off to uni
in September.
So we're going to lose our youth correspondent. But
yeah, we're going to need someone to replace
our
me.
Average age has plummeted.
now,
top of the youth team.
So, but no, that'd be quite cool, isn't it? Because you've enjoyed it, haven't you?
Yeah, it's fun.
So if you're listening in your kind of youth type
young
of age,
young people, join us.
Do give us a shout. Kind of get in touch. So
the youth.
Andrew, I'm not Andy's down with the youth at all. We need some down with the youth people. I don't know Mitch's number. We'll get it. But I'll tell you what, email us at shoutout and we can always get you in contact. So. Cool. Anything else, mate?
No, that's it.
Oh, cool. Fab.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, John.
Ah, don't forget Indigo tonight for the ladies.
Oh, is it?
Remember?
Oh,
yeah. 8 o'clock onwards at Goldbrick House. I might do, yes. Yeah. I may well do. Yes.
I have to run after. We finish at 8.
Yeah, I know, but that, you know, you can sort
you
of just...
you your little legs?
You can just, yeah. You can just go along at any time you like. It's absolutely fine. Can I run with my little legs? Did you just say that?
Can we video it and put it on Facebook?
Yeah, it'll be quite funny, actually. I'll come out in a hot flush. Here we are.
Right, okay. What we got? Into the Pot Void coming up in a minute.
Hello, you're listening to Zoe Lyons, and you are listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Ooh, interesting one, that one.
Yeah, great record. I actually own this single.
Oh,
I own it, yes. I had it as a child.
Oh.
There we go, the Go-Girls. There we go, yeah. Belinda Carlisle singing there.
Sorry.
And but actually, our friend Niall, who is just in the studio, will probably tell us more about it.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, that was your choice, wasn't it?
It was my choice, yes. And it's a very sort of exciting choice. Our Lips Are Sealed was a record that was a hit in the UK for the Fun Boy 3, but it was never a hit for the Go-Go's, who actually released it first. They had a huge hit in America. And the whole point of the website that I run, intothepopvoid.com, that's intothepopvoid.com, is about songs that...
Yeah, that intothepopvoid.com.
Is that www?
Songs that were amazing, but for some reason weren't a hit in the UK. And you may remember the British version of Our Lips Are Sealed by Fun Boy 3, Terry Hall, obviously. He wrote the song with the Go-Go's Jane Wheedlin when they were having an illicit affair, hence the title Our Lips Are Sealed. And the British approach to it in the Fun Boy 3s was kind of sedate and miserable and a bit gloomy, and very much suited that whole sort of British sort of 1982, 83, minor strikes, Thatcherism. It was a bit of a downer, whereas the Go-Go's, it was like a big pool party.
Yeah, it was a big high, wasn't it?
Having a huge amount of fun. And just the first one of the reasons why I picked it is the first 3 seconds of that record with the drum beat coming in, they just make you want to hurtle to the dance floor and just have an amazing time. Exactly,
yeah,
that.
Fab.
And this song still holds the all-time record of me getting to a dance floor, dumping my pint, and getting to there before Belinda Carlisle starts singing.
So it was an all-female band, wasn't it?
It was. Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer, if you like. Jane Weedlin, Charlotte Caffey, Judith Shaw, Kathy Valentine.
Her famous one was Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Belinda Carlisle went on to obviously a huge, huge solo career.
Did the Go-Go's, did they have any more hits at all?
In America, they were huge. They were the biggest girl group of the 80s in America, and they were unusual in that they played their own instruments and they wrote their own songs.
Exactly.
And they've gone on to write songs for any number of people. Jane Weedlin went on to have a fairly successful solo career, and of course Belinda Carlisle is still completely amazing to this day, so it's still influencing.
Let's go back a step, because you come in to talk to us about your website, or I guess you'd probably describe it as a blog, wouldn't you, in the traditional terms, it started as
a blog. It started as a way for me to express all blogs are attention seeking in one way or another, so obviously I was seeking attention.
I love the name Into the Pop Void, but what on earth made you start it?
Well, I've always had a sort of thing for these brilliant songs that I loved, and I would, you know, from a young age watch the charts every week and watch where they were going and climbing or falling, and it often seemed that my favourite records would fall just outside the top 40, and as a result they don't end up on a greatest hits album, they don't end up on a Now That's What I Call Music, and history's written by the victors, and so all these amazing songs are just written out of history almost, and a lot of them are just completely brilliant, and it's kind of not their fault that they weren't hits. It was, a lot of the time it was record company issues or promotion or just fan apathy, but it doesn't mean they weren't brilliant. So I just wanted to do something that would gain attention to these records.
Isn't it sometimes the case though also that you get some real crackers that are right at the top of the charts, and if you're not quite a complete cracker you can just end up slipping all the way down?
Completely. I mean, a huge hit record that will stay in the chart for months will, by very virtue of its existence, push other records out of the chart, and they don't get the chance.
So sometimes it's possibly a question of them, they sort of peaked at the wrong moment, as it were.
There's any number of reasons why a record isn't a hit. It can be the fifth single and everybody's got the album. The record company can want rid of the artist because they're difficult or they're not shifting enough units. Or it was just the wrong time for the record. The very first post I did was on Everything But the Girl song called Come On Home. And it was a Christmas record, and it's got jingle bells, it references Christmas, it's a big band sound, amazing. But in 1986, they decided to release it in August, so it obviously never stood a chance.
I still want
it to be used, and John Lewis or other department stores are available. Christmas advert, it's the perfect song for
it. Did you know, it's a very funny thing that you bring that up now, because I know the record as well. We're obviously in the same sort of music age.
Excellent.
As it were. And in the toilets of Michael Wood's service station only this evening, I heard Everything But the Girl's very first single, Each and Every One. I couldn't quite believe my ears. I was like, this is like, hello, who knows this song? And it's on a playlist for a service station.
It was like there was one in the 90s called Hideaway that was released about four times before it finally became a top 10 hit.
But you don't get that kind of effort now if it's not a hit the first time out.
No. They keep remixing it, but they went back to the original. I don't know if you remember the song I'm on about. I loved it the first time. Like, I was playing it because I was DJing at the time, and I kept playing it. So this is brilliant. This is going to be here. And then it did. And then it came around again. And I go, I'll get that one out again and play it. And eventually, it actually became a hit.
I was going to ask you now. So what do you kind of get out of the website? And I mean, obviously it's obviously a great interest of yours, perhaps a hobby, but it is a .com. I noticed, so it is a business. And I kind of thought, what is it that you actually do? Do you sell these pop void records to people, or what?
Well, you you can buy the songs through iTunes on the site, and I receive a generous stipend from Apple for that.
Have you got a preview thing as well?
I was never doing it to make money. I just wanted to share my records that I really, really, really liked. And I didn't expect, I don't want to come across all sort of humble Sam Smith when I say this, but I didn't expect it to take off in any sort of meaningful fashion. But almost immediately, the pop stars I was writing about started to get in touch.
Of course they did.
I think the first was Roisin Murphy, formerly of Moloko. I was completely blown away.
Wow.
And it's kind of snowballed since then. And, you know, these are people like, I guess, they love these songs enough to want them to be released as singles. So when somebody 10, 15, 20 years down the line is saying, oh my gosh, this was absolutely amazing, it's quite gratifying for them that somebody out there loved it. Tracy Thorne, who we were talking about, she very generously tweeted about the piece I wrote about her song, It's All True, and said that she was thrilled to bits and absolutely delighted. And I was delighted because lots of people then came to the website.
So what's your latest edition? Is it one we might know?
The latest one you might know was today. It was Alicia's Attic from the 1990s. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
And it was a song called Pretender Got My Heart, and it was their final single. It was their final throw of the dice, and it's a very sort of Latin dramatic. I have a thing for music that sounds like it was made for spy movies, and it's one of those sort of shadowy things.
You're not necessarily looking at what's coming out right now, then, if you're blogging about ones that were in the 90s.
It varies. I mean, it starts in the 60s with the Scott Walker one, and then it comes right up to date with some very new stuff from this year. The heartland of it is always going to be the 80s, because I'm of that age. I was growing up in the 80s, and that's where I fell in love with pop music and still listen to most of it. But we spread it right through the decades, and there are other people.
But how are you finding them then? If you have these singles that you own, or
they're in my brain. It's all just from the music catalogue that is my brain. I mean, I've retained the most useless information about chart positions, you know, nothing about world history, politics, or anything that's actually going to get me anywhere in life. But I do remember chart positions, and I do remember obscure records
that I love. Don't do anything to do with music as your day job, aren't you? Now,
not really. No, I mean, then ideally it would be my. I always wanted to be run Smash Hits, but obviously those days are long gone.
Oh gosh, Smash Hits is long gone. I remember Smash Hits, but a winner's party.
I just thought I'll start my own version of Smash Hits, and luckily lots and lots of people seem to like it, and people send in suggestions, and people who did that now write for it. It's not just me as well. I've got a small sort of team of enthusiastic
I noticed one of the guys from Bright Light writes for you.
A bit of a pal of mine, and he again is hugely fond of pop music in all its forms, and he's very much a sort of 90s music guy. So he did a lovely one about Shea Seger, a song called Clutch, which was absolutely brilliant. And he's just another one of these people that just adores pop music. So everybody that writes for it just is obsessed with pop music, probably to the detriment of their personal and professional lives. You know, that is the power of pop. What can I say?
So does it include any other genre of music other than pop? So well, sort of folk or heavy rock and those sort of genres?
If you ask me, everything is pop. If it's popular, it's pop. So
but isn't that the point, that these aren't popular?
Good point. Yes, what is popular? But we do have we have Scott Walker on there from the 60s. We have the Grateful Dead. We have Def Leppard. I wrote one about a song called Photograph. It was one of their early singles before they hit it big. And it's just a brilliant pop record. And it may technically come under the category of metal or hair metal, if you will. But it's still a great pop record. And, you know, I consider U2 to be pop. They're often sort of considered the holy grail of authentic rock music, but they're pop. They're marketed pop.
Yes, they are.
And one of the other things I wanted to do with the site was overcome this terrible pop snobbery that exists, that somehow pop music isn't quite as worthy as other forms of music. And you know, even today Zayn Malik announced that he's going solo with the hashtag Real Music. What an insult to the amazing songs that One Direction have made. Why is that not real music? I think it's a bit of a misfire on his part.
I think there may be something in that he's talking about, maybe music that artists actually write rather than have written for them. Maybe
I'm just throwing
that out there.
It does a disservice to the to good pop music, and there's no need to be snobby about good pop music. Anybody can make a decent pop record. Paris Hilton made a decent pop record.
Yeah, so. But she probably didn't write it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, heavens no. No.
But that's what I mean. Many says. Yeah, I noticed on here you've got like Eddie Reader, for example.
Stuart wrote a piece about Eddie Reader.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of Eddie Reader's songs are written by Boo Hoodine. So, it's kind of what I'm saying is it might not necessarily. That person who's written that statement that sort of sell real music. Mm. Maybe they're just saying, well, actually, this is sort of music that we've written rather than other people.
One Direction were they were X Factor winners, weren't they?
Yeah, so everybody's writing
win,
for them.
No, I don't think they won, but they
I just think it's an insult to his bandmates, and it's an insult to pop music, and I think it's just a bit short-sighted, and he will come to regret it. He's getting bad advice.
We kind of had this whole thing that we'd take that to the light there, didn't
well,
we?
Well, exactly. Have we learned nothing Williams from history?
And, yeah, I know. Well, of course, they're different generations, so
exactly.
Who knows whether they...
Every generation needs its Jerry Halliwell leaving the Spice Girls or Robbie leaving Take That.
So can we put you on the spot? Have you got one that would be a favourite out of all the ones?
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I have so many favourites. There's a record that never stood a chance of being a hit. It was called Snobbery and Decay by a group called ACT, who were formed from the ashes of Propaganda. Do you remember Propaganda?
Vaguely,
Duel?
Yes.
German band. And singer Claudia Brücken and then a chap from Scotland called Thomas Lear formed a duo called ACT. And they were on ZTT Records, famously sort of indulgent and very design-led record label. And they released this magnificent single called Snobbery and Decay, which was just electronics and synths and all about excess. And it was sort of a damning indictment of excess and 80s sort of overload, really. And it was just so over the top, but so amazingly produced and so fantastically over the top that... Even now, I listen to like the 10-minute extended version of it and get goosebumps. Cool. So yeah, that's one that I wish had come to a wider audience.
Mm. Well, listen, it's one of those. I mean, with the subject matter you have, you could talk for hours about it. But intothepopvoid.com, isn't
that's
it?
That's intothepopvoid.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at intothepopvoid.
Brilliant, thank you so
and
much.
Send in your request.
Interesting.
It's been fabulous talking about.
Thank you very much. Thank you
really
so much for having me.
Nice thing to talk about. It's quite fun.
Yeah, really good. I love looking through the list of the songs. Actually that you've put up there as well, because I know most of them. It's like, oh yes, yeah.
And you know, you might know this one then. This is another track you sent me. It's called Meet Me in My Dream.
Oh, classic.
Do you want to tell us a bit about
this? Is a Mark Almond album track. It was never actually released as a single, so songs on the site don't have to have been singles. And it was from his Tenement Symphony album, which I sort of consider his crowning glory of an album. And it's just a beautiful song about two old people, could be two men, could be two women, could be a man and a woman, going off to Las Vegas, with the implication that they're not coming back, for one big last blowout after a wonderful life together. And it makes me cry, and that's why it's on the website, because it's very beautiful.
Cool. Well, thank you ever so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, so I don't remember that one.
No, I don't. But I do know, I think I love Mark Almond. I think he's got the most fantastic voice. And so,
Meet Me in My Dreams.
Real memory of him, actually. I heard him live, but not... It was actually with Jules Holland, and he came on as a surprise guest, and he just started singing, and literally I just got goosebumps because his voice is so wonderful and magical. So I wish that had been a hit. That was very nice. Anyway, over to the news team. I'll stop chatting now.
hello news team. Here's your jingle.
Thank you.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 30th July, 2015.
And before we start the official news script today, we have some breaking news courtesy of the BBC. And we have to report to you that six people have been wounded today after a Jewish fundamentalist, described as an ultra-Orthodox Jew, stabbed six people at Jerusalem Pride. Now, the perpetrator appears to be the same man who did the same crime at a Pride in Jerusalem in 2005. He spent many years in prison and was just released 3 weeks ago. He seems to have repeated the attack. Two people are reported by the BBC and Israel's Channel 2 as being in a serious condition. So our thoughts go out to all those affected this evening. Natalie.
Campaign group All Out are raising funds to build an online tool which will monitor and advocate against groups that proclaim to be able to turn people from gay to heterosexual. The campaign has said that with members watching on every continent, we'll be able to react fast and stand up for more people enjoying these horrific treatments. But getting this tool up and running comes at a cost. Donations close tomorrow, Friday the 31st of July. If you'd like to make a donation, visit our news page on the website for this story and a link to the All Out campaign group.
Now, Joanna Lumley has revealed on ITV's flagship programme This Morning that a movie version of the outrageous camp comedy series Absolutely Fabulous is to start shooting in October and will feature all the classic programme stars. 20 years on, Ab Fab remains a firm favourite in the gay and trans canon, with a particular appeal to people who came out whilst the programme was first on the air 2 decades ago. Absolutely Fabulous started in 1992 and ran for 5 seasons, concluding in 2003, and it charts the lives of 2 would-be celebrities and fashionistas living in London. Joanna Lumley also revealed that she may need a wig to replicate the famous beehive hairdo she wore as Patsy in the original series.
American television network TLC is to start screening a new reality series about trans teenagers Jas Jennings and her life. The gay news magazine The Advocate says that the series developed from Jas's YouTube series of the same name, which went viral over the internet and generated massive amounts of interest. Wikipedia adds that Jennings is notable for being one of the youngest publicly documented people to be identified as gender dysphoric, and for being the youngest person to become a national transgender figure. TLC television is available on Sky 125, Virgin 167 and TalkTalk 413.
Pink News reports that new analysis from the polling company YouGov has revealed that boy band One Direction is the music act with the strongest overrepresentation in the record collections of gay men. Kylie Minogue and Madonna have been knocked off the top spots, as the new research reveals that among adult music fans, One Direction is now the band boasting the most support from gay guys. Other artists who feature on the YouGov list include old favourites such as The Pet Shop Boys and Dolly Parton, who are both in the top 10, and newer entries such as Sia and George Ezra, who are both in the top 20.
Leah Delaria, the singer, actor and star of the drama series Orange is the New Black, has told the Television Critics Association that butch lesbians have been ostracised by the wider lesbian community and made a plea for acceptance. Delaria spoke about her own identity as a butch lesbian and that of her character in the Orange series, called Big Boo. Delaria also spoke of her pride in the LGBT civil rights movement and spoke of the community winning the hearts and minds of people.
And finally, Sir Ian McKellen is to narrate a documentary on Channel 4 television about Muslim drag queens. The channel has announced it will air a one-off first cut made documentary called Muslim Drag Queens that will give a new insight into the gay Asian community in the UK. The film focuses on 3 drag queens out of a number of Muslim drag queens that are active in the UK, many of whom face stigmatisation and the challenge of tolerance within their wider communities. There is no confirmed date yet of the programme's transmission.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Natalie.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
I'm Boogaloo Stu, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Omen. I know you might recognise the voice. That's Sam Smith in that.
Lovely.
It's by Disclosure. Nice song, that one.
Lovely.
In the
like
charts
that.
At the moment, that one.
Like that.
Okay. Now, tell me something. What do you know about nuns?
Well, they get into a lot of bad habits, yeah, or good habits, perhaps, something like that.
You knew that would cheat and joke.
There'd be
always,
something.
Oh, all right then, what do you know about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
Not a lot, actually, but no. I believe that we have one of them in the studio. Mm,
yeah, hello, Anne.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm absolutely splendid, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to join us.
A pleasure.
The little I know about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence probably dates from Tales of the City.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is probably where they were made the most famous originally. But kick us off with, what is the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
Well,
who are they?
whichever you want to use.
No, as well, first off, my name is Sister Anne Tissipation of the Rain, which really shouldn't be blamed. And I'm one of the sisters from Edinburgh, the convent of Dunedin. And the sistery begins around about the early 1980s, where a group of wonderful people started going around and giving out wonderful advice, sweeties and things, back around about the time before HIV had actually been diagnosed. And from then, they went around giving all these supplies out, and then eventually one of the sisters, Sister Florence Nightmare, who was a medical practitioner, helped put together and diagnose what the hell was going on by putting up these big signs with the first symptoms of HIV, with these big red rashes on the back, as you well know. And from this, we had the first safer sex pamphlets called Playfair, which were distributed anywhere in the world. And, you know, roll on the globe so many decades later, you now have a world that's full of 3,000 nuns of all walks of life. We're a non-secular sisterhood. And we go out and we exist for the promulgation of universal joy, the expiation of stigmatic guilt, and servicing the community.
So the first question that I think springs to everyone's mind is, are you religious? Because you call yourself sisters, is it a religious thing?
Within the order, people can pursue whatever religion they wish. We, as an order, are secular. We are not attached to any faith. However, you will find many sisters bringing their faith into what they do. But, you know, we're not anti-religious either. We're not mocking nuns. We're actually we're giving a high five and a salute to the wonderful work that nuns have done throughout the centuries.
But would it be fair to say that, I don't know what term to use, extravagant is the one that kind of springs to mind? I mean, because I did see the Tales of the City, which at the time the guy's out with his family and he's not out, and two roller skating nuns go past him and couldn't be more camper if they tried, could they? And that's kind of most people's...
You could always be camper.
Well, yeah, true. But that's kind of most people's first ever, you know, or certainly back in the day when it was on TV, was most people's first ever encounter with... the sisters. If people walk into the streets these days, are they going to see something similar?
Yeah, if not better.
Better.
No, not at all. We're all beautiful in our own ways. Yes, the house that's going to be, you know, growing within our very own Bristol will be predominantly one that follows the suit of the San Francisco house, which is whiteface.
Right.
As in, they'll have wonderful white snow faces with glitter and joy painted over their eyes, and in traditional black, until one day they will grow into a fully professed sister and they'll have a black veil and a glorious dress.
But is it still a case of if people are wanting to join and be involved, you're still very much the whole point is to keep that safer sex message going? Is that the core of it?
Right. Oh, absolutely. We believe that you should...
So that hasn't changed over the years, then? That's still very much the main mission?
Absolutely. That is the safer sex, giving people the information so they can... And we don't judge people who don't have safer sex, because it's about giving people the knowledge to make an informed decision. Yeah. And if you choose not to, then that's up to you. But as long as you know what's going to happen. But what we try and do, and what we're establishing within the next couple of months, is getting lubes, condoms and gloves as well, so that every member of our community can be safe when they practice sex if they choose.
Well, of course, the nice thing about the gay scene, especially here in Bristol, is most of the clubs already have those facilities in them, which is brilliant. That's been around now for decades. But I mean, there's no such thing as, you know, personally, I think the safer sex message is one that has gone quite quiet recently. So it's interesting that you're bringing it up.
But there's no provision for anyone who has, shall we say, equipment that is not suited to condoms. Because I don't see any clubs out there giving out gloves or other such things.
Yes, there are. But,
are there? Oh, yeah, goodness. Well, obviously, I've not been.
Talk about that off air. Now, you're from Scotland, aren't you? But you're down here in Bristol because the movement is becoming well, coming down here, isn't it?
Seeding.
Yes.
We call it seeding.
You call it seeding, do you? Okay.
We seed a house. So at the moment, we've got a mission.
Okay. Well, I don't know if any of you here at the moment, so how's the recruiting going? Have you...
Well, what we've done is we've gone on Eekbook, so we've gone on the Book of Faces and said, hey, Bristol, you glorious bunch of wonders, we're coming down to your wonderful, wonderful city, and we're building the Order in Bristol. So what we've done is we've used social media, we went out at Pride and gave out safer sex packs, and we've gone around giving out pieces of paper that kind of explain, in a nutshell, what we do, and contact details. And what we're doing tomorrow is doing very much that as well. So we'll be going around the Bristol scene from 9 o'clock until we get tired, giving out mantras of love and self-acceptance.
Oh, wow. So there's more. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about what you do, because I hear what you're saying about the safe sex thing, but I also see on your website that you have things like people can apply for grants from you and so on. I mean,
you are reading very much from the American sisters, yeah, because so you are not talking about the UK there.
Is that, do they, they're the only ones with money, are they?
The American sisters do very, very well. The difference between the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, yeah, and what's happening in the UK, which is the Order of Perpetual Indulgence,
okay,
is we take the same schemes of everything that we're doing and we keep true to the core message as established in 1979, and we're not as frequent as those sisters, mm-hmm, as to make sure that everyone can be involved. We're not a charity, so we're not, okay, bound by a committee of people, trustees,
yes,
you know,
okay,
which makes processes slower, especially when we, it's a case of, come on then, girls, let's go ahead and just give out safe, yeah, sex supplies. And yeah, generally it's a lot more manageable because those sisters in America, they just don't, I don't know when they sleep.
Are you working with anyone? Because it's like, I know, for example, THT very often go out on the scene and will give out the packs, but struggle to find people to help distribute them. Is it something you've thought about?
In Bristol, we would love to make any kind of, at the moment we're friends with By and Beyond. This is in the small time, you know, the last 2 weeks. We are friends with a few people. We haven't made such connections solidly because what's happening is they're having a sister, myself, come down and train all the people who are getting, you know, into it, and then they are going to make the established
joining,
connections.
Being seated, yeah. Mm.
Indeed, they're going to enjoy being seated.
Yes, I'm not sure that's quite the right term to use for that.
Yes, perfectly right.
Yeah.
Yes, but in Edinburgh, we work with loads of different charities because we fundraise for them constantly.
Oh, right, okay.
And yeah, that's what I was interested in. Yeah. I mean, what's the other work that you actually do?
We give out safer sex supplies. Yeah. We raise money for charities at any given times. Mm. We do expiations of guilt within spaces. So we cleanse spaces if homophobic attacks have happened within them.
Okay.
We do a lot of funny religious nonsense. How, that's how we self-define it. Because we do things like blessings.
Right.
So we bless people.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish them happiness in their lives and such. Mm-hmm. We give out blessings in the form of safer sex packs. And if you have a safer sex pack from us, it'll increase potency by 20% for the next 12 hours. So you better use them. So yeah, we do a multitude of things. I myself have officiated marriages.
Right, okay.
With other sisters. So we do a Polari telling of a wedding or a unity ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was very popular before the equal marriage.
It does sound like we could do about four shows on four different topics talking to you.
Oh, absolutely done.
We'll have to get you back in some way. Now listen, we're rapidly running out of time, yeah, because not only is it the safer sex message, but you also came on because you want to recruit some more people to kind of join at the moment, don't you?
Yes.
What's the easiest way they can get hold of you? Is it Facebook or have you got a website?
We do have a website. If you Google Meet the Sisters and you put in Scotland, then you'll go to the Edinburgh House, which is it's a already established website where you can just Google,
right,
and then, you know, you'll find email addresses.
But don't be put off if you're in Bristol because there's an
because we talk to each other, it's fine.
Cool.
But yes, opibristol@gmail.com, contact us or find us on Facebook. Alternatively, you can look for sis and Tissy Patient and you'll find me on Facebook.
Fab. Brilliant.
And all those details will be on our website.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get them up on our website. I might have to replay the podcast and write that bit down. But
I'll write that, it on that a piece was, of paper
take
for you.
Right, listen, have fun in town tomorrow. If you're listening and you spot me out in town, by the way, take a photo and send it to us on Twitter or straight shout out. So,
and we look forward to seeing you.
So, right, stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Shout Out.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Mr. B.
And we're from JSMV, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
And that's Glitterball. You might recognise the voice on that one too. That's Ellie Henderson. Henderson.
Oh, I don't. I sort of do, but.
It's actually by Sigma, the song.
No.
Yeah. It seems to be quite an in thing at the moment, kind of like guests singing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Raise a bit of profile.
Yeah. Sam Smith's a wonderful singer. Yeah. I love pretty much everything he's ever done. Yeah. And, of course, he was in Omen, which is actually by Disclosure, a song we played earlier. So.
Sure.
So, anyway, welcome back, Terry, and hello, Steffi.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine.
Oh, you're just fine.
Going well. I'm tickety-boo.
Oh, what a wonderful friend.
You've had a birthday, haven't you?
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get 26. Something
last week?
Oh.
Sorry?
26.
Yes.
Did you get anything nice?
I had some clothes, and I had an H2N Zoom.
Yes.
For non-techies at home, that is a handheld recorder we use for recording interviews.
Yes.
So Steph will be knocking on your door soon.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Interview. Bringing the radio to you.
Yeah. Yes. And I have it or not.
And I have my press pass now with my photo on.
Yes.
But you had a good birthday all in all.
I did. It was really nice. Yeah, for my age, it was fine.
Oh, you're as young as a fresh as a daisy. You are, yes. Steph.
You see, if you haven't ever seen Steph, she looks about half her age.
Yeah.
If I look as good as you when I'm your age, my love, I would be very happy indeed.
Bless.
Now, changing the subject completely. Yes, completely. Who's been watching Orange Is the New Black?
Oh, yes, finished all that.
Have you?
Don't tell me
the story, because I haven't watched any of it yet, but is it good? Has it compared to Series 1 and 2?
Yeah, great, just actually. As good.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's different, though, isn't it?
It's supposed to be more religious, this one.
No, well, I found it sort of more... It tackles more serious issues, I think. Did you think that, Steph?
I did, and there was more of the transgender character in it, and who gets bullied, and which, up to now... She's been quite well liked.
Laverne
Cox.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that I saw the making of Series 1. Where her brother actually played her.
Yes, that's it.
And it was absolutely fascinating. Yeah. It was so, because of course you watch it, like, how on earth did they do that? But of course they got her brother to play the part, which was brilliant. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And I think the third series, it's that I found it that the first sort of few episodes, I wasn't into it. I was just thinking, this is a bit boring. I don't know if I'll carry on. And then suddenly there was one episode with the lady that you mentioned in the news, who I've forgotten her name. But
Laverne Cox.
Wasn't the lady who's talking about butch women, etc.
Oh, Leah Delaria. Leah Delaria. Yeah.
With that, the one with her was, and it sort of focused on her, was extremely funny and touching, and it seemed to just change the series, I thought. But
Tell you a good actress.
Worth watching.
Crazy Eyes.
Yeah, she's very good, isn't
actress.
She?
Amazing, isn't she?
Anyway, that is it for this week. To find out all the information about all our guests and find out more about us, or to let us know what you think of Orange Is the New Black, check us out online.
Yeah, and if you've missed the show today, you can always grab us on the podcast, and it's also available on iTunes and on Double Twist if you've got an Android phone. There we go. I had to have that explained to me.
We'll be back next week, but for myself for the team, say goodbye everyone.
Goodbye.
Say bye.
Shout Out LGBT radio for you.